you okay by yourself then?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, it's got pictures, we're going to book prize.
Okay.
So, where do I go?
Have fun. Have fun.
Can you hear me? Is the question.
I hear you very loud.
Because I cannot hear you yet.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you guys are still kind of quiet. Okay, you there?
Yes.
How bad is the feedback?
Isn't this a Sprint commercial? Or?
Yeah.
Feedback, although you sound overdriven, but I guess that's just the way it's done here anyway.
Yeah, it does that through the phone. I mean, that's how it was last time, right?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
That's Verizon, I believe.
Oh, it's Verizon. Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, that's the Verizon ads. Literally that way.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew a way to deny this thing on that channel for this thing, but I don't know how to do that. You there? No, it's all on the same channel. Damn. Sucks.
I'm not here.
Okay, so we got Ben yet?
No? Okay, hang on. Do you want Ben now?
Am I going out? I think I'm going out. You're just kind of quiet.
What?
I'm looking on the meter on the board, and I don't see you registering yet. But I can hear you talk. You're very quiet on this end. Let me turn it up on the phone.
Hey, hear me now.
Yeah. Okay, that should be better. Yeah, get Ben.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, now I hear myself real good.
Yeah, I can step back.
Step back. Step away.
Run away, run away. Okay, let's do an interview with Ben Hermans over the audio. My connection speed is absolutely horrific. Okay, I'm back online here, waiting for Ben Hermans to join our audio stream. Oops.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Huh? We're getting Ben Hermans on the line from Hyperion, so we can interview him.
Doo-dee-doo.
Yeah.
Is that him?
No, that's James. He works for Hyperion, I think. What do you do, James?
Basically, I work out deals for other companies, and I deal with some shit I'm doing some beta testing too.
Do you have an Amiga 1 yet?
Nope.
Suck. I've got one for 5 minutes.
Benjamin!
You there, Ben?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to speak up a little, because we have a very messed up setup here, and it always helps when you are loud enough to hear. So thank you for joining us.
Yell at the phone, wake up the neighbors.
That's right. What time is it over there?
10 p.m., so it's not, well...
Oh, that's not bad shit. 10 p.m., please.
Not too bad, right?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, but my neighbors are elderly people. No, they're not. So.
Okay.
He lives in a retirement community.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway.
They come and have them pee in a container every evening and stuff. And is this going out over the internet already? I mean.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
There is no on or off. Well, there is on only.
Well, we should stick to the topic at hand, I guess.
Who?
I can't pick on you. No, you can't pick on me for the time being, at least.
Oh. Well, that's not cool. Who's doing it?
Well, Bill can do that.
Well, I'll ask him to stop. So anyway, why don't you start by addressing your concerns, Ben, because I know you were listening to the interview yesterday. I've just learned that they're going to be doing a presentation of amiathlon on the on a laptop here shortly, so they'll probably drown us out, so we want to get through with this quickly.
Okay, well, I'll do my best. Anyway, so I saw a couple of misconceptions yesterday that came up. For instance, some people are, interpreted Thomas's saying as well, we're pretty confident that we can get it out before the end of the year, meaning as, oh, we're not going to see it before 2003 and this type of nonsense. I mean, actually, I'm quite pleased with the current state of development of OS4. Most, if not all, modules are now already in internal beta testing. Even the kernel itself is finished. I just told Thomas, we conferred about this and we decided to add some more functionality to it to make it a more robust package. We're adding virtual addressing to the kernel, which allows us to also change the memory handling of EDEC, which will make for a much more efficient memory allocation scheme, which will also allow us to, for instance, do things like automatic stack enlargement. Insufficient stack space is about responsible for about 30% of programs coming down under Amiga OS. Now we have to have some kind of mechanism to have the stack grow automatically once the program detects that it's running out. We can dramatically cut down on the number of crashes. And I felt this was worth another 3 weeks of development on the kernel to achieve this. Now, some people think we should just rush out there, whatever we have now. And, it's tempting to do that, but I decided not to do it and just basically say, well, it's the middle of the summer. Let's put some more work in it and let's get a more mature product out there. I mean, from the standpoint of release, it's looking very good. I heard you had a question yesterday, Bill, about how are we going to ship the product. We're first going to come out with the Cyberstorm version, which will then be followed up by the Amiga 1 version. And almost at the same time as the Amiga 1 version, we'll be shipping the Blizzard PPC version. So we're not going to hold back on the Cyberstorm version until the Amiga 1 version is done. Currently what we're working on is... we're working on the BIOS of the Amiga 1, which is going to be based on PPC Boot, which is a GPL BIOS for PPC-enabled machines. This work is going quite well. The other work is, as I pointed out, adding more functionality to the already fully functional kernel. What we've got now is exec, a slightly more extended exec as we have now on the 68K. We want to add more stuff to it, so that's another point we're working on. And then we still got some work going on intuition and reaction, which is coming to a close now. Other than that, we got some brushing up to do left and right, a couple of GUIs to finalize, and of course a lot of testing to do. But other than that, all the major functionality that originally was planned for 4.2 is now going into 4.0. And we've got a full feature list coming out, probably on the Amiga website. Bill actually read it, Bill McEwen read it, I believe, on Friday it was. He read it off quite quickly, so I don't think everybody got it. But that'll be going up quite soon, and it includes such things as Action PPC, which is a movie player with DivX and MPEG-4 decoding. We got PPC native PDF file printing and viewing, searching, and so forth. We got things like Installer NG, which is a replacement for the Commodore installer, and more things that weren't mentioned before that are going into OS4. So that was my not so brief introduction. So.
No, that's great. We appreciate it. Trying to think of some of the other questions. So could you elaborate on what everyone wants to know, which is the time scale for, say, the OS4 CSPPC release? When are we going to be able to give people money for that?
We hope, to get something finalized during the summer still. So this is, of course, a hope, and there is no unexpected surprises somewhere down the line. Obviously, this work that we're doing currently on the BIOS for the Amiga 1, we didn't really plan that. Originally, there was an external company brought in by Mai to take care of this replacement of the Softec BIOS for the Amiga 1, and turned out these guys couldn't or wouldn't or whatever, for whatever reason, perform on their contract. And so, you know, that's what they basically decided that we should have a look at it. And this is, of course, you know, meant that we have to push forward some of the work that we originally planned to do between the Cyberstorm release and the Amiga One release. We're now moving forward, things like IDE controller for the Amiga One, you know, the initialization and booting process on the Amiga One is already finalized, this type of stuff that we originally planned between the Cyberstorm and the Amiga One release is now already being undertaken now. The good part is, once the Cyberstorm release is out, we can quickly move to the Amiga One release. And, of course, the bad part is the Cyberstorm PPC release will be slightly delayed because of that. So, you know, the kernel is more or less, well, it is finished, but we're adding this virtual addressing. This will probably take us about 3 weeks or so, but I felt under the circumstances and because of the huge benefits of this, less memory fragmentation, automatic stack enlargement, more efficient memory allocation and deallocation, that this was actually worth another 3 weeks. I mean, people have been waiting since, what, like, 1994 for new hardware and a new operating system. I mean, another 3 weeks should not kill anybody, hopefully.
So, 2 more weeks.
No, absolutely not 2 more weeks. I mean, there's a couple of infamous German companies always citing those 2 more weeks. No, absolutely not. It's going to be longer than 2 more weeks. It's hopefully the summer, so the summer is still some weeks to go, right? So that's definitely longer than
hopefully. You can't stress hopefully enough. But.
Well, you know, you never know with software development. All kinds of things might creep up on you that you didn't anticipate. But, I mean, all the individual modules are working. So now it could be that with the 68K emulation integration, some issues come up. We're not anticipating any issues. We've planned this carefully. But you never know what kind of bugs might creep up in testing. I'm not going to rush out a bug product, and as somebody suggested, we just get out some kind of buggy product and then release a couple of Boeing bags later on to address this type of issues. I mean, we're not Microsoft, okay? We try to get a final solid product out there, and there'll probably be still plenty of bugs in that, even that, you know, that we didn't spot. So let's not try to get product out of the door with bugs in that we know about.
No, Benjamin. I should also bring up here. We should probably address the licensing for the ROM.
Oh, you mean the BIOS licensing? Yes, there was some misconceptions about that as well. I mean, the Amiga One BIOS is based on this thing called PPC Boot, which is an open source GPL product, which is available for download on SourceForge. So it's anybody can just take that BIOS and implement it on PPC hardware should they feel like it. You know, you're not required to use this BIOS for an OS 4 license. Obviously, you could use an open firmware compliant BIOS or whatever BIOS that works for you. I mean, but PPC Boot is certainly something that's worth looking at, and it's open source, so anybody can go ahead and take it. There's also some misconceptions about what a BIOS really does. Basically, what a BIOS does is nothing more and certainly nothing less than initializing the onboard hardware, including the South Bridge, the North Bridge, memory setup, graphics cards, and so forth. It doesn't go beyond that. I mean, the BIOS isn't the bootloader, isn't the early startup menu. That's all in the Amiga OS, so this isn't affected at all by the choice of the BIOS.
Okay, let me go ahead and jump to our web poll. I don't know if you had a chance to see that. And ask you some of the questions that were put up there for you. So the first one is, a couple of months ago you talked about a regular status updates to Amiga OS 4. What happened to these?
Well, yeah, that's actually one of those things that I didn't really get around to be honest. I mean, we've been focusing so much on getting the product finished and getting all the contracts done, and there's been some, well, external problems as well, so that we didn't get around to it. What we have done is from time to time we have released screenshots, we have released descriptions of individual components, like, for instance, AmiDoc. We've put a description out, we've put out screenshots of the HD toolbox replacement and stuff like that. So whilst, you know, the feature set was still... some people want us to, like, attribute, you know, like, status updates for individual components. So let me just say at this point that most, if not all, the components are now final, in the sense that they're being tested already. They're being used internally by the OS 4 development team, and they're undergoing testing. There's probably a couple of modules still, like Intuition, that we're still tinkering around with, Reaction, Intuition, the whole GUI system. But other than that, things like the FAS file system, the TCP/IP stack, or the USB stack, this type of stuff, that's all done. So, and we're testing it. Actually, the USB stack was already adapted for existing EMEA hardware, the Highway Subway USB controllers. It's already successfully running on those. So as soon as that OS 4 hits the market, existing hardware, including also this Tyclosine USB Zorro controller, will be supported.
Excellent. The second question we have here is, are we going to see something on OS 4 front before Christmas for sure?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, Christmas is a very, very delicate period commercially. I mean, everybody wants to get a product shipped before Christmas, and some people have some kind of psychological importance attached to it. So we're really striving to get the product out certainly before Christmas. I mean, like I said, you never really know. But so if I look at the development status as it is now, you know, some major cataclysm has to happen before it won't ship before Christmas. I mean, if push comes to shove, we can always decide to drop an OS component if it turns out that this is holding up a release.
Okay. And then we have, with the obvious need to promote the new OS, why haven't we seen any high-screen OS 4 screenshots shown to the public using the full release?
Well, the thing is, I mean, actually, might sound like a lame reason, but it actually isn't. I mean, the first time we put out some screenshots, the traffic was so high and so intensive that it nearly overwhelmed the server that we had placed those screenshots on. So we're going for a compromise between quality and resolution. Now, obviously, you can scale these graphics and can go for very high resolutions, but there's still plenty of people out there, including, unfortunately, some of our developers who still have very slow 56K modem connections, and they don't really appreciate the massive downloads. If there's really demand out there, we can put a couple of selected high-resolution screenshots out there, and hopefully the Amiga server won't keel over that.
Well, hopefully you will kill their server, but I think you should consider this as an absolute imperative that the next set of screenshots to go out, one of them should be at least 1280 res.
Right.
Let's see some real resolution on these things. Next question here. Draggable screens. And this is a high priority. Are we going to see this on the new Amiga OS 4.0 and more specifically with the the Amiga 1 hardware?
Well, draggable screens was a feature that was supported by the old Amiga custom chips, and actually was also supported by very old graphics cards that you might, some we're talking about 1993, 4 type graphics cards. It's no longer supported by current graphics boards for many years now, most likely because Windows doesn't support it. And you know that graphics cards makers tailor their feature set of their graphics boards to the features that's supported by Windows. Now, as a result, of course, this means that it's no longer supported by the hardware. It's possible to implement this in software. This is not going to be something that's going to be very trivial to do. It's going to take careful design because otherwise it's going to be extremely CPU intensive. It's going to be jittery and so forth. So it's something that we're looking at to bring back, but not for 4.0. This will be, it's more of a gimmick for some people. Some people actually hate it, absolutely. Some people think it's one of the key features of the Amiga. So whilst we're looking at bringing it back, it's not something trivial. So we're not doing it for 4.0.
Okay. I'm going to ask one more question and then let you guys go, just to cut the charges down on for all of us. Will the same version of Amiga OS 4 run on the Shark PPC boards from Hyperion, or will we need special versions? So the question is, will we see the different versions of OS 4 for the different hardware moving forward, or can we expect the drivers to be there or whatever?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, actually. I mean, what we can do is we can once we're given new hardware and the specifications of the hardware, we can move over exec the kernel in about 1 week and a half because of the hardware abstraction layer. But that's not so much of a problem, really. The problem is, however, that we do need to get the hardware and the specifications. And as with respect to the Shark, we have not received the hardware. We have not received specifications. And actually, I sent a couple of emails to Lbox asking them, when can we expect this hardware? Because we need to know where we can need to fit the Shark PPC into our development schedule. I didn't get a reply. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I sent it to the management of Lbox, to the information department and so forth. Didn't get a reply. So as long as they don't send us the hardware and specifications, we can't promise anything for Shark PPC support. I mean, it's not something Lbox can do, by the way. If they wanted to, they're not going to be doing OS4 themselves for the Shark PPC. This is something that needs to be done by somebody who knows the hardware abstraction layer. And it's not something that a vendor can do himself. There is all kinds of differences with timer chips, IRQ mappings, memory handling, scheduling, all that, this type of stuff that needs to be done in a hardware-specific layer for each individual hardware.
So we can expect to see versions of OS 4 that are tailored for specific hardware platforms.
Yes, exactly. I mean, obviously we could bunch them all together and detect what kind of hardware you're trying to install it on. But like I said, since the Amiga 1 doesn't actually have the custom chips, and this will take additional work to remove custom chip dependencies, not that much work, but still some additional work, we don't think it's fair to Cyberstorm users who don't benefit from this work at all that they should wait for a couple of more weeks before they can actually get their hands on OS4. Now, the Blizzard PPC and the Amiga 1200 bring a whole set of different issues. There is a different SCSI controller. There is all kinds of different hardware with clock port adapters and so forth. So we don't feel it's fair to 4,000 users that they should wait for the 1200 version. So that's why we decided to basically roll out these different versions for different hardware as they become available to minimize frustration on for the users, basically.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm going to cut it
right
short here because the cell
phone
charge time. So maybe the next show will have an unlimited weekend plan.
Hopefully the next show will be there.
Yeah, hopefully. And we'll have new Amigas and new Amiga OS 4. So just keep on...
OS 4 is already... we already finalized the booting process on the Amiga 1. So we got some... we got some internal footage showing the Amiga 1 booting and so forth. We'll look into it maybe and making that available if people would think that's interesting.
If you have bandwidth concerns, I don't think you need to worry about it. Somebody will step up and let you put it on their
right
system.
It won't look real exciting, but...
It won't, no, it's not exactly real exciting, but... Yeah.
It'll look a hell of a lot better than Linux. How's that?
Well, yeah.
Probably. Well, I mean, you won't see the juggler on the screen or anything, you know.
Okay, well...
Right. Anyway, Bill, thanks for having us.
And thanks for calling in, and hopefully we'll see you next time.
Right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And James, he works in the U.S. for them. Ben Hermans is in Belgium, and James is in Iowa or something like that. Yeah. So there's the Ben Hermans interview. I'm going to go grab some lunch, y'all, so I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Bye. Just over here. Oh, I had 87 people online. Damn. And I apologize for not being able to field more calls, but I just didn't want to spend an hour on the phone with those guys, unfortunately. I think we had a fairly good opportunity. I don't know. I'll be back in a little while. Bye.